going to be a bit different for me this week. I'm traveling. Various reasons. I don't have any of my fancy equipment with me, or anything more really than just my mobile phone. So things are going to sound a bit different. I probably sound a bit different because I'm not reading or performing a script or narrating something, or I'm just gonna have a little chat and see where things take us. And it's funny because I spent a long time traveling today. I left very early in the morning. I had a relatively long time on various planes, trains, and automobiles. And so I decided I would do some homework. So I've been all day reading just absolute for scripts and narratives and all sorts of stuff, but all of it just dirty, which is all very well and good, but you know, usually I'm at home, and if something is spicy and appealing, I'm in a position to do something about how I feel about it. But today, in public, all day, the train, underground, a plane, long flight, you know, not really in a position to do anything about my growing need for satisfaction. But now I'm in my hotel by myself, and I've had probably one too many cups of coffee. I'm desperately trying to stay awake so that I don't get hit with a jet lag, because it is too early. So it's too early to go to sleep, but I'm too tired to go out, and I'm just so pent up, if I'm honest. Oh, I think we both know where this is going. You know, I think about you a lot. Loyal listeners. And if you're not loyal, well, welcome. Please have a look around. See if you like the vibe. But you out there, just listening, I wonder. person in public? Are you one of those amazing people that can keep a straight face while listening to absolute filth? I'm not. I can just about cope with reading it, especially if I've written it, because I know what's coming. But not listening. You know, voice is something so intimate, don't you think? Something that's really evocative. Makes me so wet to think about you engaging with just my voice, making you just as horny as I am right now. Themselves what they need, what their body craves, so that it's all the better when you do actually give in and finally. Even bring anything with me. It's just me and my fingers this time. I wonder if you were here. Would you help a girl out? Would you maybe just want to watch me? While I do all the hard work. Watch me circle my nipples that are so hard. That's just so pouty and tall. Suddenly want to join in. I wonder what you would do. Where you would touch me first. Would you go slow? Keep me on the edge. And this I hope this is recording properly. Fuck. I'm such a mess. Once I come once on your finger. Fuck, I'm so sensitive. Would you keep going? Oh, stop, slow. Oh, I can't take it. There's something really quite kinky about being on a packed plane surrounded by people just going about their normal business, reading just completely filthy scripts, knowing I'm gonna perform them for you. Yeah, it makes me extra horny knowing that it's stuff that I'm gonna perform for you to feel good. To feel so fucking hot. Oh, so hot to think about you getting horny listening to me right now. Oh, so sensitive, almost hurts to touch myself. Maybe be your turn. My turn to use my mouth on you. To use my tongue. To lick you. And that spot that you really like. Again. Oh God. Oh, I'm gonna come just thinking about you coming in my mouth. Oh, thinking up your cum. Oh, just please come for me. Please come with me. Oh, come with me. supposed to be helping with the jet lag. But I think I'm going to struggle to stay awake much longer. So, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all of your lovely, funny, flirty comments. I really do like speaking to you all. And let me know if you enjoyed this, because I certainly had a great time.